AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
We generally think of Christmas as a happy time of merriment with family and friends, but of course, it can also be quite stressful. There's shopping to do, dinners to organise, and so many visits and events to fit in that sometimes it can all be a little bit overwhelming. But fear not, because our next guest has used a scientific formula to create the world's happiest playlist that will keep you smiling throughout. Claire Renfrew is on the line. She's a chartered psychologist specialising in music psychology. She joins me now. Hi, Claire.
Hi, how are you?
What came out on top here? I need to know.
So number one, first of all, is probably not the one you think it will be.
Okay.
So the reason I'm saying this is when I worked in collaboration with Fiat to look at this, they ran a survey. They ran it with lots of Brits, and the one on the top spot, which was over 50% in the survey, thought it was Mariah, All I Want for Christmas Is You, but it didn't make number one.
Oh, I know. My God. This is scandalous.
She will not be happy with me, but I'm ready. I'm ready to explain to her why and say, Mariah, your lyrics aren't that happy. So number one is Brenda Lee, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
I mean, I can understand that. I can understand that, but I will say that brings me to this question. How did you come about, how did you come up with this formula? Because you're talking about Mariah and the lyrics, and maybe that had an impact on her getting number one. Like, what actually makes a happy Christmas song according to this formula?
Good question. So first of all, being in a major key, I accept though there are minor keys within, but predominantly in a major key, featuring bright and energetic vocals and bright and energetic instruments as well. So I think your kind of sleigh bells and bells in the background. Your BPM between 100 to 140, a simple and catchy chorus, and commonly the structure is verse to chorus, a big instrumental, and then back to a catchy chorus.
Okay. What made the list that you were surprised about, maybe? A song that you were like, I never would have put this on myself, or I'm sure I wouldn't have thought of it, but the formula is dictating that actually, yes, it is a happy Christmas song.
Yeah, that's, that again, a good question. Number two was Feliz Navidad, which I didn't think would be so high up. But the more and more I've been listening to it, I'm like, of course it fits in. Of course it's really happy as well. What else fits in? It was more the ones that were lower down that I found quite surprising, such as Wham, Last Christmas. But again, it's the lyrics that really had an impact on that.
Mm. Yeah, Wham is a bit melancholic, like, isn't it?
It is. Can I ask? It's a classic, but melancholic.
Is E17, I'm presuming E17 Stay Another Day isn't on this list, because I actually had a conversation with someone yesterday about how that's a Christmas song that, as good as it is, it does kind of kill the mood a bit, doesn't it?
That's correct. It definitely didn't make the list.
Okay.
But again, it's iconic. It does relate to Christmas. And it is, it can be very subjective, but looking at it through the formula and with a real focus on happiness, it didn't make the list.
I feel like Do They Know It's Christmas fits your formula based on your description. But again, like the lyrics, God, they wouldn't be exactly jolly now, would they?
No, they're not. But this one, yes, this one did make the list because of the social bonding, the community. It's got a great beat per minute within it. And the structure of that really fits in. So, it's really, you know, it can be quite complex. You would think, oh, I can make a Christmas playlist, but there's so many factors to consider.
There really is. My God. Any songs that didn't make the list that you were expecting to be on it?
Yeah, I really wanted The Darkness to make the list.
Yeah.
And Don't Let the Bells End. But it was too fast.
Too fast?
It was too fast.
Oh my
but
God.
But you can always, I mean, you know, this one is for driving. This is it. That's what we really needed to keep in mind when playing this. So you don't want to have too many fast tracks in it, because we want everyone to have a safe drive this Christmas. Because as you said, it can be a very stressful time. The weather's not so great. People are rushing around. Well, I'm rushing around for last minute Christmas gifts. So we want to make sure that there's a lot of stress reduction and enhanced relaxation when in the car.
There you go. Stick on the playlist in the car and all your troubles will melt away. M50, who cares? It's fine. Claire Renfrew, Chartered Psychologist, specialising in music psychology. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.